Welcome to the Daily Dose of Healing. Welcome to day 22 of Embodied Surrender. The kids are having a countdown because there's only a few more days before Christmas. And then even less days than when Santa comes. So it's all a countdown here at our place. So how do you move forward? People often ask, okay, so how do I take the next step? I've decided that I need to let go of certain things, and I've done that. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to go towards my next goal. All right, so if you know what you want, then your focus is on what you desire, right? It's not on not having what you desire. We talked about this the last couple of days. So the focus is, I want more finances, I want more relationship, better relationships, and I want more health. Okay, good. So that's your win, right? If you had more. How do I do that? What's the next step? And then there are people who are like, I know I want more, but I don't know what I want more of. Okay, so you can either focus on the goal, or you focus on who you're becoming. The ultimate goal is who you're becoming. So if you just simply focus there, everything that you desire will come into fruition. However, if you have laser focus on one area, that helps the same. Meaning you're still going to get to where you want to go. And then you move towards that. So keeping that in mind, like, what is my win? My win is having better health? Okay. Better health than today. What can I do today that will get me to better health? Just today. What can I do in this moment? Okay, drink more water. Awesome. Great. Let's go do that. And you've already made the move. And you don't need to do it by focusing on what you don't have. You simply say, what is going to make it better right now? What can I do in this moment? What can I do today? I can eat better today than I ate yesterday. Okay, let's do that. I can exercise or move my body more today than yesterday. Let's do that. I can lift more weight, or I can do one extra rep, or I can begin today. Let's do that. A lot of people actually say, okay, New Year is coming, and on January the 1st, that's when I'm going to change because I'm making my New Year's resolutions. There is no rule that says that you can't do it right now. You can't start now. Why not start now? If you had, let's say you're like, okay, I'm going to diet starting January 1st. Why don't you start your diet now? And then let's say on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve or whatever, whenever you're celebrating, if you're even celebrating Christmas, but okay, on those days, I'm going to eat what I desire because I'm in a celebration, and then go back the next day to, I am no longer eating 24 cakes in a day, right? Or I'm not going to have all those cookies. Instead of starting January 1st, you would have already started, and starting now, you're already moving steps now ahead of time. So if I want to be more healthy, what can I do today? That's your goal. Now, if your focus is on who you're becoming, that one's even easier. It is simply, how can I be more of myself today? How can I be more of my best self today? So you can pick something. One I like to pick is kindness. Can I be a little more kind today? For sure. Because kindness is already in you, but you can be more kind today. And so when the opportunities present itself, how can I be more kind today? Because I'm working on kindness. Or how can I be more grateful today? That's the one I was playing with this morning. I went out to put my bags into the car for work and lunch for work. And I was like, oh, I'm so grateful that in the winter I park my car in the garage. So my van in the garage, because I can't, if you've seen me, you know I'm a little short and I cannot reach the top of the van that I drive to brush off all the snow. I have to stand inside the car in order to brush the top of the roof off. So it's easier for me to park in the garage. So I park in the garage. And I'm like, oh, I'm so grateful. It's cold outside and I parked in the garage. I'm so grateful I have a garage because, wow, how lucky am I? Oh, my goodness. And just in two simple things, I'm so grateful I have a garage. I'm so grateful that I have the car to drive to work. And I'm so grateful I'm not brushing snow off the car. That's already more gratitude. And wow, wow. And then you start seeing, I'm so grateful for this and that. I'm so grateful that the kids are off. I'm so grateful that I can bring them into my work. I'm so grateful they're of an age that they can play while I am seeing patients. I'm so grateful that I have the ability to work and bring my kids at the same time because and not have to look for childcare. Wow, wow, wow. Like, so amazing. And so all of a sudden, the energy, the shift is, oh, I'm so excited for today. I'm so grateful. I got so many. So how can you be more of what you already are? And that's simple, because you can do more of what you already are. How can I smile more today? How can I have more fun today? How can I? And then you're just bringing out the next version of yourself in doing that. Because if you do that over time, that becomes your baseline. Even that simple thing, people are like, well, how do I transform? How do I change? How do I, you talk about stepping into the next version of yourself. Okay. You pick a quality that you already are, that you enjoy, that you love about yourself. How can I practice more intuition? How can I listen to my intuition even more today? And that already takes you into the next self. It's that simple. You pick something, how can I laugh more today? You're already laughing. Great, let's laugh more. How can I be more joyful today? Great, I'm going to do this. Oh my goodness, I am more joyful. All right, that's another version of yourself already. So it doesn't have to be this big, hard thing. You don't have to make 100 million moves. You don't have to do all the things. Just one. And then take a step in that direction. If you've been enjoying embodied surrender and you'd like to go even more in depth and you want to do some one-on-one work, then I'm currently doing a limited number of calls, two calls for people who desire to go to the next level and or have some blocks or have some things coming up from embodied surrender that you want to work through on a one-on-one basis that you'd like more support in. So we're going to do one call for embodied surrender and then one call for best year ever. So that we're going to set up your year so that you get the results that you desire. Because what could be different 1 year from now? Imagine if you simply focused on, I am going to be more kind, a little more kind today than I was yesterday for the entire year. If that was your only thing that you focused on, who would you be at the end of the year? 1 year from now, or when we're having a similar conversation. Oh my goodness, you completely transform the life of you, your life and the lives of others simply by asking that. How can I have hold on to a little more, like more of my personal power? How can I feel even more? How can I heal even more today? How can I, just one simple thing. And if you ask that one thing the entire year, and you did the steps that that you were inspired to do, your life would never be the same. Your life will not be the same a year from now. So if you want to work on that together, then I'm doing the special until the end of the year where it is $222 to do that. After January the 1st, it's going up to $333. And if that's too much of an investment, and I understand this is a difficult time of year for a lot of people, I am going to do a free group Best Year Ever Masterclass. But it will not be individualized like it would be if we were doing one-on-one work. Okay? So I hope you enjoyed today's lesson, and I will see you tomorrow.